What I say, you folk can sit there and say, oh, I hear you, but you don't. That's all there's to it. This world's not hearing. That's why there's no faith. Amen. See, you didn't hear that. And nobody wants to fight to keep faith. Amen. As I came up the road, I heard God say to me, I gave her space to repent. That's where we are. See how God extended this past the year that we thought? You never even think about that, do you? No, you don't. Oh, speak softly. I've done that. But the eyes, God. If I ask you one simple question, who was God talking about when he said I gave her space to repent? Who was he talking about? What is Jezebel? It's a spirit that had Elijah on the run. A spirit that prevented a lot of you who just keeps having me on the run. I must have told you for a year I hate talking to you. Would you like to confront Jezebel? Why didn't somebody tell her the word, she said. I actually had a woman tell me that some time ago. I'm going to make your life a living hell. And some of you folks that right there, you just don't. You just don't hear. No wonder your faith is shaking back and forth. No wonder you're lacking faith to obey God. Because you just don't hear. For some reason or other, we just don't believe this book. We just don't believe it. Oh, I will send Elijah the prophet. Dare a man even suggest to you that he's that prophet? Ooh, that's a... Who are you looking for? They said, it's Jesus. Well, I'm looking for Jesus. I said, I'm he. What? Everybody's going to justify yourself. Yes, sir, I have a right. I will quote something that I've quoted in this house for 2 years. A few. And every single week, we find it getting fewer and fewer and fewer. He wept over at Jerusalem, his people. He wept. Oh, God. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, God. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Timothy. Oh, Burgess. Oh, Teresa. Oh, how often? Oh, brother Owen. Oh, brother Brown. Oh, brother Kevin. Oh, how often? Are you going like that again? This is a hardened generation. And one thing's hard for us to believe it's going to end. We're living like it's never going to end. Buying, selling, marrying, making money, doing our own thing. Y'all having fun again? Oh, boy, it's a good meal. You don't even know that expression, do you? Do you? It's in the book, you know. Do you? And before I proceed, I'd like to take a little survey. Is there anybody listening? I keep saying there isn't. Is there? The phone number that you can call. Oh, you're stuck through the door. I'm here. No, you're not. Your heart's someplace else. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. This is always the last thing we do. We seek everything else first. Our own way, our own will, our own doings. And then we get once we find what we're looking for, which we can't never do, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find no peace in this world. You're not going to find no peace with your family. You're not going to find no consolation with your kinfolk. No, you're not. You're not going to find no love in them. No. No. I remember when Mark came here. He came here going through a divorce. Hey, look, folk. While I sit down for just a moment, why don't you get out? You're already outside, you know. You're not in the unity of the Spirit. You're not in Christ like you ought to be. Well, just go on, keep on going. Nah, you better sit there and defy. When Mark was going through the divorce, he would go down to the river. Jim, you folk, you don't understand one damn thing I say. When all these folk begin to leave me, where'd they go? And when Elijah got rid of the false prophets, what? Where did he take them? Down to the river. Isn't that unique that we have a place called the river? Come on, you never even thought like that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. When old Dwayne got rid of Lee, because I wouldn't give him the wife he wanted. Oh, he's not going to say, that's what Dwayne was doing. Dwayne always had a fist cuff with me. Because he had enough damn nerve to walk into the ready room and say, God told me that I should marry your daughter. Yeah. Look at him. You would never do nothing like that, would you? Would you? Would you? You would never talk back or talk up to me, would you? Nah, you would never do that, would you? Nah, not you. No, not you. Nah, you would never do it. Then I told your wife, it's remarkable because I tell you these things. When I sought God diligently about marrying Mark and Rebecca, look, goofies, huh? Just a bunch of goofies. Ain't nobody struggled with that more than I did. How to go against the whole grain. But how to make sure that was God. And if I would have condoned it, they'd probably be gone. God actually done that to keep them here. Hey, you hear that, Mark? Oh, he's over there in Marion Square. And if I was a betting man, I'd bet 10,000 to one he's not even listening. Just like you. Keep on going your own way. Get so involved in living your own life. And you're going to end up hearing some of the stuff I hear. Before I came out of the house, I called my little girl. She's not little anymore. She's the one that God said to me. He said, all right, you don't play this. They don't play this. I was excited about coming up here, wasn't I? I kept talking to you. You're not hearing. And she insists she does. I said, no, you're not. You're not hearing. If you hear, you listen. If you listen, you obey. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. And what you're not hearing is this is the last time. And this could be your very last time.
Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. So true. So true. Yes, God.
And I got to incorporate what's going on with me.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, you're the sign. Yeah? And the sign don't give you no direction? The sign don't give you no warning?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
The sign pats you on and say, good boy, good girl?
No.
Is that what the sign does? See, I could talk to thee. You're not going to get it. You're just not going to get it. Because iniquity is abounding. My situation, to hell with God's concern. I'm a God. Sits in the temple of God. The mystery of iniquity is already work. Even now, right now, he's working.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. He's using that head. I thought. And you can tell people your thoughts are not God's thoughts. He doesn't think like that. Why did you believe what he said? He said, it's high. How high is that? Are you thinkers? Why can't you answer a simple question like that? Are you high-minded folk? You look for scripture for me, weren't you? You. an adulteress or an unfaithful woman.
Yes.
See, right away when you hear the word adultery, you refer to a sexual thing. But you adulterers,
amen.
You,
yes,
who think like the world,
yes.
Think after the world.
Right.
You're fornicators.
Yes.
You're unfaithful to the cause of Christ.
Yes,
and just wipe your mouth and say, I've done nothing wrong. And dare anybody tell you you're doing something wrong until it got to the point where I could say, you're wrong.
Amen.
And there you go. I can hear you saying, well, brother, what about you? You're wrong. Yeah, I've been wrong. I told you I got myself this mess because I made wrong judgments. I let people come here. I almost did it last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yes.
Sit right there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I was wrong by letting this guy come back. I wonder if I'm wrong by letting this fellow stay here. I wonder if I'm wrong by letting you guys walk through that door. Well, you don't care, though, do you? Would you read that again? How many of you folks marked it down? This is an adulterous generation.
Yes, Lord.
This is an adulterous generation. A whore only thinks of her own gratification, money.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going with a guy for sexual gratification.
Mm-hmm.
She's going for money.
Right.
And what's wrong with that? I'm only doing it so I can get my money.
Okay. Sure.
I'm only here because I don't need no money there. I gave my money, but I won't give myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord God. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And because you people just don't believe that God has given us space to repent.
God. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
So true.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, if it came last
mm-hmm.
year, none of us believed.
That's right.
Amen.
None of us.
None. Amen.
We were lacking in faith.
Yes.
Right.
And we lack so far in faith, we don't have enough faith to go and live for God like we ought to.
Mm-hmm.
Then I tell you how God fixed it. I couldn't. I can't go.
Right.
If you heard this morning what I heard.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a fellow who called me from Casey, South Carolina. Hallelujah! Why, you heard him on the phone, on the radio.
Mm.
Well, Casey's in the news this morning.
Right.
With a little girl.
Right.
Amen.
Just like Naomi, with her little girl. Hey!
Yes.
You damn selfish,
yes.
Iniquitous people.
Yes,
I wonder how many of you folk got that little white powder in your heart.
Oh, my Lord.
That little white powder in your mind.
Mm.
That drug.
Mm.
I wonder how many of you are being drugged by this world system.
Mm. My Lord God.
Being pulled. Drugged.
Jesus.
Oh, it's the way you say, well, come on. This is a drug world.
Yes, Lord.
There's a drawing going on out here.
Amen.
A drawing,
amen.
Pulling,
yes, yes,
drugging,
yes.
Confusing.
Yes.
Well, brother, if you believe that, you wouldn't yell at us, hey, the freight train's coming.
Yes.
Hey, destruction's
yes.
coming.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
I got two situations this morning that I can't do a thing about because God can find me here for you. For the people out there.
Yes.
Oh, well, we don't believe that. Then go to hell. You don't want to be a believer in what God's doing.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Lord. Glory.
You have enough faith to lay down your own life.
Jesus.
And pick up the cross.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you like to sing, at the cross, where I first saw the light.
Yes.
But that light become darkness.
Oh, Jesus.
And behold, and behold, and behold, and behold. And you can say it to you 1,000 times. The whole world lies in darkness. All over this place, they're yelling at me. Why are you putting down Mr. Trump? I'm not putting down Mr. Trump. Look at this damn house. Look. Look at them. Just look at their face. I'm 100% for what God's doing with Mr. Trump. I just hope it fully comes to the man of sin.
Yes.
Heard again this morning. He lies. The man, he lies. He lies.
Yes.
He is a liar.
Amen.
And to find out that these evangelicals turn away their ears from the truth and believe a lie.
Amen. Yes.
Mr. Trump is not the answer for the church.
No.
He's not the solution for God's people.
No.
He's not the groom for the bride.
No.
I wonder why she talking to these.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. So I read the article about that little girl up in Casey. How she used to appear for a little yard.
Right.
The guy next door, they think he did, but then he's dead too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about it. You'll find drugs behind it. Hey, what's behind you? Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
What's dragging you? What's the story of your vision? Or your thinking?
Right.
Yeah, man. Dig it.
Oh, my Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
You keep staying away from the prophet and justify what you're doing. I keep trying. What? How God drastically fixed it.
Yes, God.
Because if I could do it, I'd be helping my daughter this morning. I'd even help Teresa.
Amen.
Boy, that demon racing.
Hallelujah.
No fear.
Jesus. Oh, God.
We fear everything but God, don't we? Don't we?
Oh, God.
Don't we? I had to deal with that since I come out of the prison. Even to talk to you this morning. I got to deal with the fear of man.
Mm.
What they can do to me.
Oh,
have you seen what they can do to me?
Sure.
Have you seen what they can do to me?
Yes.
Did they do it?
Yes.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Come right in and took me right out of my house.
Yes.
Took me away from this house.
Yes.
Nobody will realize it. My biggest cry in that prison house was, God, let me get back up there so I can talk to these people. And then I get back and talk to them.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And here I am talking about things. What was that word you used? Huh? He would say, I'm not even, he did say to me, maybe mad. You should discretion. You shouldn't talk about your wife. You shouldn't talk about your daughter. You shouldn't talk about the authorities. You shouldn't talk about Mr. Trump. You shouldn't talk about the evil. No. You ought to use more discretion because they're going to use it against you.
Yes.
My Lord.
I wonder how many times you use what I say against me. And for 2 years, I've had so many things against me, but someone for me.
Thank you,
Lord.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Can you think of any other reason how I can stand and talk like this?
No. Amen. Thank you, God.
You're so proud and so haughty.
Thank you, God.
God, damn them. These people, this arrogant, just so glad they're wrong.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I called my little girl because I wanted to see how she was doing with the situation about this little girl just a few miles from her. And there's no, when you hear the end of this, you'll find that there were drugs involved.
All right.
Yes.
When you hear the end of your problem, you're going to find a drug was involved.
I know.
That old spirit just drug you.
Yes.
It pulls you.
Yes, yes.
It just draws you.
Yes. Yes.
It just drugs you.
Yes. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name.
No, you're not backing out. No. I'm not going to change my mind. Because I have the mind of Christ, and God's mind don't change.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Go ahead. Do what you want. You will. You've gone astray.
All we.
Do I know about going astray?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So I'm not authorized to tell about you going astray, am I?
Yes. Yes.
Am I? I know you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
We've all gone our own way. If I didn't have this on me, I'd be right over there with Sister Stare like a crazy fool.
Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Go ahead, sit there. Come on. Do good. Go ahead.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Go ahead and harden yourself up. You're going to handle your situation, aren't you? Aren't you? Yes, sir. I thought.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And if I ask you where that thing was magnified to try to show you the time, it's just, I told you. Jesus said, there were many widows.
Amen.
In the time of Elijah, the prophet. But only unto one. My God, folks. What the hell is wrong with you? There were many sinners.
Yes.
Oh, God.
In the time of Elijah the prophet.
Right.
Don't say that. Then what does it say? God, harden yourself up. Come on, have fun, fool.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your name, oh God. Oh God, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
What am I doing?
Huh? Showing us our face.
Sit there, stare. You just sit there all the time. Wicked people. You won't even. Who's that there? Who's that there? Who's that over there? Who's that over here? Where are you sitting?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. Jesus. Glory to God. Need you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless
your name. Oh, bless it. Hallelujah. Wouldn't be discretionary to talk about what's going on with her, or with my daughter, with your daughter, with your children.
Oh, bless you.
But the ends thereof. But the ends thereof. But the ends thereof. There is a way that seems so right unto a man. But the ends thereof. But the ends thereof. But the ends thereof. It's amazing how people live like they're never going to die. Again, thank you that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things dearly, beloved, for your edifying, for your building up in the most holy faith.
Oh, God.
It's not a response. I don't understand that. I must have told you people, ever since I got out of the prison house, how my daily cry.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, if I could just get back up there and talk to my little flock.
Yeah.
Hey, little flock.
Yes, Lord.
It's your Father's good pleasure. Would you like to pleasure God this morning?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to give God some pleasure? He wants to give you the kingdom, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I got it. You got it, don't you? Joy unspeakable.
Hallelujah!
But joy unspeakable is not good enough. You need joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody listening this morning? Phone number 843-538-1334. And I'm not going to be discussing anything with you. If you just like to report him that you're listening, you can call that number.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to do anything else? Forget it. You're not going to correct me. You're not going to instruct me.
Amen.
You're not going to direct me.
No.
You're not going to reprove me.
No.
You're not going to judge me.
No.
If you do it to your own peril.
Amen.
Hello. You too, Sister Johnson. God bless you again.
Amen.
Well, we had one person call.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I'll be somewhere listening.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening? Give me a call.
Amen.
843-538-1334. And again, I'm doing this on purpose.
Yes.
Hello, Brother Stair. I was wondering about you.
I love you, Prophet.
I believe that.
Say amen.
But I haven't heard from you for a few days.
You know, it's... I'm trying to turn off this other device here. I love you, Brother Stair.
God bless you.
I can't always call, but I always love you. You're the Prophet. The sign.
Lord bless you, Paul. Boy, you people are ridiculous. The look on your face. I can tell you right now, when Jesus appears, better not have that look on your face. You better not. Oh, I don't believe. Okay, don't believe me. Hello, Brother Stair here. God bless Sister Burgess. You sound like her.
Praise the Lord, Brother Stanley.
Good afternoon. I do that all the time. I want to see you over here at Passover. All you got to do is start making your way. That's the Lord saying, I want to see you in the kingdom. God bless you. What simple faith, huh? Yes. What simple purity.
Amen.
Now, of course, her problem is she's involved with family.
Yes.
And, you know, Jesus comes, what are you going to say? Wait a little longer. I plead Jesus. We keep discussing. I try to talk to my daughter about it, but we keep discussing. See, her mother is possessed with demons. There's no way she talks to them what she does without demon influence. None at all. And then I try to explain to her. See, when the unclean spirit were cast, and they were cast out here, for 4 years I went through what's going on now. 4 years. And you damn folk, you sit there. You notice I'm not sitting in the back door waiting you guys to talk with me about it, am I?
My Lord, bless you, Jesus.
Am I?
No.
My Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Hello? Hello? This is your old baby.
God, you're the man of God, you're the prophet of the Lord. So, preach away, brother.
I've been doing that all along.
I know that.
The trouble is, guys like you won't obey the word.
I'm trying, brother.
I try to tell you people the next thing God's going to do is shut the door. And you're watching him shut the door on people every single day. He wouldn't do it on you, though, would he? Why? I've been going to the tabernacle. I've been giving my money. I, when I find time, I'll give you a little praise.
Oh, my God.
See, we don't get it, people. We just don't get it. And that's our problem. And that's why the masses are going to be lost. Many will seek to enter. Hello? Hello?
Hello, praise the Lord, prophet. This is Brother Wright. We're listening on the satellite.
Got them all there?
They're not here at the tabernacle, no.
Why not? Hey, all you folk at Henrietta. You get over to that tabernacle.
Amen.
With your shepherd.
Amen.
What do you want, break his heart?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you and all the saints. Maranatha.
There's not too many of them anymore.
Jesus.
Not too many saints anymore. Who are separated for the master's use. Oh, brother, say, can't you talk... Ah, oh, boy. When I watch the way people call me, like the woman yesterday, I tuned in to hear the word of God, and all you heard was about Mr. Trump. Don't you think it's time we start hearing about the man of sin? How do you think he's going to be revealed?
Right.
to be the son of perdition, all we hear about what he's doing. And what Mr. Trump is doing, he is a liar. The man lies. You don't need nobody to tell you that. Just the spirit of the men. And the arrogance of them. What the hell's wrong with you? And the only reason I don't tell you he's the Antichrist, because it has not yet been revealed. Because the revealing identifies the time. How many of you folk will be ready for that 3.5 years when he revealed? And what's going to be given to him? What's going to be given to him when he gets that position? You damn folks, sit there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Play it up. Be given to make war with the saints. So you think your life's going to be easy?
No.
You're going to be in a war.
That's right.
Not just a fight.
No.
A war.
A war. Amen.
There's a spirit that wars against the spirit of our mind.
Yes.
The mind of Christ.
Yes.
Spirit of the world wars.
Yes.
Wars.
Yes.
Conflicts.
Amen.
Confrontations.
Amen.
What the hell's wrong with you, Bill? Why can't you receive this word? Why are you sitting there? Boy, oh boy. Oh, well, I'm going to heaven when I die, yeah? Then may God get you fixed real quick and get you out of here. Nobody wants to accept the fact that the only way we live is if we die.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let your old man die.
Yes, yes.
Amen. How many calls we got? 5? You only counting for me?
4.
The phone number to call is 843-538-1334. You'd like to check in? Let us know you're listening, or at least you're trying to. Again, think you that we excuse ourselves unto you? Hello? Hello? Where are you calling from? Oh, not again. Hey, brother, the sunshine. God bless you. You know, you watch people do things. Just like the scripture says. He says, when wintertime's over, because the Bible says, play not your flight be in the wintertime, or on the Sabbath day. So therefore, don't flee from the wrath to come. You people won't repent, will you? Boy, what hard hearts, what stubborn spirits. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as you would not, lest there be debates, disagreements, envyings, wrath, strife, backbitings, whispering, swellings, tumults. Unless when I come again, my God will humble me among you. That I shall become many which have bewailed many which have sinned already and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and foolishness which they have committed. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whom Jesus Christ has been clearly demonstrated among you, the word of God.
Amen.
Clearly. Clearly preached.
Amen.
Demonstrated.
Yes.
Activated.
Yes.
propagate it. And you folks sit around. Oh, boy. God, this is it. And you still see that you, I can do what I'm doing and I'll be saved. That is the way God talks to me. Or I can stay in my house now and be saved. Not using discretion, am I? Well, we know you, Brother Stair. Oh, after the flesh, huh?
Oh, God. Jesus.
I don't know you after the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
I know what your flesh is. It stinks.
Amen.
I don't care how much you polish it up.
Amen.
It stinks.
Yes, Lord.
By this time, it stinks.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Hey, Lord, by this time he stinks, roll that stone away. I'll get rid of the stink. Boy, oh boy. You see what I'm going through right at this point again? I'm dealing with your damn minds, and your eyes are just telling me exactly how you're receiving this.
Glory, God. Glory.
Hello? Hi.
Lord, this is Sister Sherry.
Well, good to hear from you.
I'm listening in this morning.
Oh, I know you are.
Yes.
Gonna come see us soon?
I hope so.
Well, we all have hope.
Yes.
God bless you.
I have hope.
God bless you.
Bless you, Prophet.
Now tell me again, folks. Do you see people like that? I would do everything if I could find a way that they could come here. My sister Matthews. Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to have her come here? Yeah. But then what would we do? We'd have another sister Eunice. Amen. What's wrong with Sister Eunice? She wants to die and God won't let her die.
Amen.
So it must not be the will of God for her to die. He let her die.
Amen.
So what do you think he wants you to do? Tell their children to please make sure the folk down here let her know when she dies. We've been trying to let her know she's living.
Hallelujah.
I don't care. She, let her get angry with me. She really don't, though, but she... But I speak a word and the thing will change. Sister Rose come running in last night. It's a good report. Who helped you with that report? Sister Charlene. Sister Charlene, good report. Wow. No, the Holy Ghost worked on her. My God. God don't use things. He uses His Word. He sent His Word and healed him.
Hallelujah.
He might use this. Fig polish.
Right.
Dip in the River Jordan.
Right.
Go wash.
Amen.
That was His Word, but it wasn't the pool that healed him.
No.
The fact that you sent it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, how come you don't go along with my words? And boy, oh boy, do you folk resent that?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We just don't like the Word of God, the Word of faith.
Word of God.
And I don't mind telling you, I have to struggle too because, see, I've been reading about wheelchair cases. And yesterday when I walked over to Sister, I pulled it up, put her feet down, and then I stopped. Because she was trying to get out. But I stopped.
Hallelujah.
Can't tell you how many times folk have backed me down.
Bless you, Jesus.
It's like that one over there. Yes, sir, boy, she's going to sit right there, look through her little old eyes, and she's going to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Do you think she'd do what I told her to do? And see, I know why folk don't do it. Iniquity. Strip you. Makes you bare. Well, I don't think God really meant that, did he? I remember when Kirk came and preached that. And then when he had an opportunity to strip himself and make himself bare, he wouldn't do it. So he covered himself with his own iniquity. And y'all going like that. When I told you what happened, I don't sit there. God had miraculously put me on a radio station with 9 substations in Turkey. Live! In Turkey.
Thank you, God.
Hey! Turkey! Turkey!
Glory.
Turkey!
Turkey!
Oh, they're going to fuck no matter what. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Who is this?
Make a new covenant.
Oh, never. No, we don't hear this from this devil.
Amen, brother.
This devil. See, he's not hearing. He's not hearing. See, what he's trying to do is he's trying to do it away with the messenger of the covenant, saying there's a new one.
Amen.
And I'm the messenger of the new covenant.
Yes,
but there is no new one. It's the same old covenant.
Hallelujah.
That God made. I will come again.
Yes.
And receive the Lord myself. There is no new covenant. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. And it's been heard by the mouth of this prophet all over the world every single day, every single hour. Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. That's based on the covenant. If I go away, I will come again.
Yes, Lord.
And see them devils. Oh, why did he buy his radio time? Why did they do it? Why did the devil just go ahead and be the devil? Be God. Why are you always worried about God? It's going to be God. He got the majority on his side. Yeah, he does. He got Mr. Trump on his side. He got the First Baptist pastor. He got Mr. Jeffries on his side. Come on now. Hello.
Hello. Greetings, prophet. The messenger of the covenant.
You ain't not at the bus station yet?
No, sir. I'm on my way, though, sir.
I'm on my way, prophet.
Today? Now, I'll say this to you. I've been dealing with brother for over 20 years. Suppose he would come now. I was making arrangements last week for Sister Stair because she, I don't know. But suppose he would come. And the one thing that's keeping it from coming is because I said she's not coming back the way she left. Sandy's not coming back the way she left. You keep believing God, you ain't going to get back on your terms. No, you're not. Well, I don't believe you. Well, that's par for the course. No matter if I hit a hole in one. No, they're not coming back. Because no man can come except the Father draw them.
Oh, yes.
Who do you think you are? Well, who am I? That's okay. Then do what you want to do with it. Boy, you keep talking like that. Well, I'm going to keep talking like this.
Amen.
To warn you to flee. Your foes are your own family. Flee from them.
Yeah.
Your own children. Flee from them. I remember telling Teresa and telling Naomi and telling my other children. I said, y'all just keep treating me like that. And one of these days, the money's going to stop. And you're going to be out there where you are.
Amen.
Well, I don't believe I have to be over there. You hear me, Sister Burgess?
Amen.
One of these days, you may come in there and I may say, don't you go back home.
Amen.
What will you do with that?
Amen.
You think God's going to let you and me run our big mouth like that without putting us to the test? You think God's going to let a man like Burgess get up here and preach? Huh? And then do what he's doing? Did God spare you people not having a testimony? How important is your testimony? It's going to have to be soon, right? To overcome that wicked one. Where he leads me. Oh, well, I'll follow him. I just ain't going to follow you. I'm following Jesus. Where is he? See, I'm not going to follow the Jesus in you. I'm not going to do it. Because the Jesus in you is not the same one that's in me. Let me ask you a question. If God would tell me to take off my clothes and strip myself, would I do it?
Yeah.
Am I doing it?
Yes.
Am I bearing my heart and my mind and my spirit to you?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
How about you? Thou knowest not that you are naked.
Right.
So God's just stripping you, ain't he?
Yeah.
He's just stripping you, ain't he? Yeah.
Yes,
huh? Oh, but I'm clothed. I'm saved. Brother Patterson,
yes, sir.
I need a testimony this morning.
There's none like him in the earth.
Look at their faces. Look at them. Oh, well, when he does this, when he pleases me, when he talks like I want to,
oh, bless you, Jesus.
That would not make me unique, would it?
Hallelujah.
Would it? Just suppose Brother Best does come. Suppose Sister Sherry does come. Suppose you keep coming back. And one of these days, all of a sudden, pow! Then I got to put up with your longing and your desire to do what you want to do. May I be excused? I've told you people all along, this is the place of the cross.
Hallelujah.
They're going to cross you. You have to get up on this cross. Look what I ended up with Craig Mack. Look at those two over there. What a cross. I've also told you I'm a cross. I cross you, don't I? Don't I cross you? Come on. We'll just take up the cross. Oh, we sing it, don't we? Take up the cross and follow me. We used to sing years ago, no cross,
no crown.
No crown. So you got to take up the cross. Jesus said, if any man be my disciple, and don't deny himself and take up the cross.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord. That person sitting next to you, that's a cross. So she might be a cross, but you're a bigger one. You too.
Hallelujah.
You too. What a cross.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hear the blessed Savior
calling the oppressed.
Come.
Come, ye heavy laden.
bearing that heavy cross.
Come no longer tarry, I your Lord will care. Bring me every burden,
yes, Lord.
Bring me every care.
And it doesn't seem to make any difference to this house right here how God time and time again vindicates the sign.
Yes, yes, yes.
Until I stand and say, God, how can I stay on the sign? Look at me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Then I told a story yesterday while I was sitting in the dining hall, how God was moving while I was negotiating.
Yeah.
And you were? I don't. Right there it is. Hey, Phil, did you bring this back? Who?
Yeah.
Phil, did you bring this back?
Yeah.
Do you understand what you held?
Yeah. Oh,
no, you're going to sit there like a bunch of knotheads again. I sat down at dinner time to be quiet.
Right.
I don't want to come to the dining hall because I don't want to look at your faces.
My Lord.
Is that clear enough?
Amen.
When I look upon your face, the one that God saved by his grace.
Glory! Glory, God.
And I see you sitting there feeling so sad for yourself.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Burgess, how about your prayer?
Save me, Lord, lest I perish, oh, God. Save me, Lord.
I don't hear you.
Save me, Lord.
How many of you folks know you need to be saved?
Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And I'm going to tell that story again. I'm sitting at the table. Richard walks up to me with a card in his hand. Look at him. I didn't quite get it back there. The other man came by. He wants to know if you want to sell that tank out back. Now we got that tank, and you all were around when the man came here.
Yes.
Deliberately came here.
Yes.
Not because he was pushed for time.
Right.
If he had more time, he could have sold it himself.
Right. Yeah.
But the reason why he came, because the man wanted the tank moved that day,
right.
And that was one of his customers.
Right.
Hey, you damn folk. Are you one of God's customers? Don't you know he wants to save you today? Come on. Today be hearing his voice. Today.
Never a man speak like this man. I want to be saved lest I perish.
Getting closer. Lord, save me in the midst of a storm, outside this fellowship, being overwhelmed with the waves. And Jesus came walking on the water. At first they supposed it was a spirit. There's not just any spirit moving here. It's Jesus, the living spirit, walking right on the water. Boy, you folk won't budge, will you? You just won't do it. They were afraid when they saw the spirit moving, this being out there. The Bible said they were afraid.
Yes.
Were you afraid that God might move on you?
My Lord. Glory.
And move you out of your place so he can move you to his place?
Lord.
Boy, the key line is that.
Amen.
That Jesus entered into the ship. and they were at the shore.
Amen.
Wow! Wow! Somebody got that story? What's taking so long to find it, brothers? Oh, now you're going to look for it, huh? There's a word in there you need to read. Look at this. Oh, come on, Paul. What's the word? Lord, if that's you, bid me to come to you. Jesus said, come on. So he gets out. He starts walking on the water just like Jesus. Took his eyes off the Lord. And began to sink in the waves. Now pick it up from there, smart Alex. Look at this. Look at this. I go through this every single day on everything I try to teach to you folk. Isn't that pitiful? Look at them. What happened to yours? Or yours? See, you don't want to hear the words, do you?
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
Will somebody please read for me?
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled.
Huh. When we see God move, we get troubled, don't we? Wonder what he's doing. They were troubled. Why were they troubled? Read! This is God's doings.
Yes, Lord.
The prophet's being moved by the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid.
Glory, God.
Do what he tells you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid. Read.
And Peter answered him and said,
how many of you folk like to answer God back? How many of you folk get upset when I say, stop answering me? Don't talk back to me. Want to let me know about them porches? Yes, sir. I want to do good. I want to do good.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Read.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me.
Wait a minute now. Let's go back to the verse before it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But straightway Jesus spake unto them.
Right away.
Be of good cheer.
Right away. He didn't wait for them to sit around and watch for a while. Right away. He came walking on the sea. And straightway. Straightway. He set them straight. Straightway. He was the way, wasn't he? I'm the way. Straightway. 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 Read.
Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come.
Come on. And you still sit there. Jesus never said to him, it is I. He never identified himself. And they supposed it was a spirit, but he's not a spirit. He is the spirit. I wish somebody. You don't know what spirit some of you folk are this morning.
Hallelujah.
But the spirit knows.
Yes,
Lord. Read.
That's right. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried,
risen!
Lord, save me!
Read!
And immediately.
And what?
Glory!
And what?
Immediately!
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Tomorrow?
No! Immediately.
Yesterday?
No!
Last hour?
No! Immediately.
Thank you, Lord.
How quick is immediately? Where are you going? Boy, it's tough when you're young and iniquitous, but when you get old and you're iniquitous, still seeking your own comfort, not accepting the chastisement of God, and nobody's going to say that because, see, I got a big message on my phone where she told her children that she wanted the people here to tell her when she dies. Now, I made it very clear that I don't want her to die.
Right.
And she's still making plans for when she dies. And I'm trying to make plans for her to live.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't think she wants to die any more than me.
No.
But I'm going to die while I'm yet living. Oh, you shouldn't talk like that. She's suffering pain. Yeah. Well, I gave a little... In fact, somebody told me I would buy some more of them.
Amen.
We don't really have to. If you use it like a pillow.
Yeah.
Look at that. There's my little Chinese Japanese girl up in there again. I don't understand. I spent how many hours just trying to tell you folk about those? We're not going to put our faith in that. You put your faith in the word that I speak to you.
Glory.
All you need is a touch from that thing. But now, if you're not going to expect it or anticipate it, putting it on for 5 hours ain't going to make it work. Just let it touch you. Lord.
I want you to touch me.
And then put on the touch. Let the touch stay on you. Larry, is that your rooster again? Before that cold rooster crows, you're going to deny me.
Yes. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
I shut that thing down when I come in this tabernacle. Well, I shut down the phone.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you're kind of cruel. The phone number here is 843-538-1334. How many calls do we get? How many calls do we get? How many calls do we get? 8, 10. How many calls do we get? Eight souls, huh? Wherein there was only 8 souls. Hmm. To my dear husband, in Jesus' name, I ask you again to forgive me for all I have done. I have been influenced by the enemy of my Lord, and I have not done very well in getting him to flee from him. In all sincerity and godly fear, I want to ask as my head, my husband, and believe God will grant me to meek and quiet spirit. It ain't very quiet right now, though. Not that it's ever been. I also determined to never question you again. Well. Questions. Doubting about it, questions. Ever learning with your questions. Look what you're doing. I'm determined to never question you again as to your integrity. Now, I remind you that when I sat and told her that God told me to marry her, she agreed right away. I said, I'm going to tell you something, though. Don't you ever, you damn folk, stop questioning my integrity. A man sent from God to you.
Amen.
You want to come up with your iniquity covered. You ain't going to let me tell you what to do. Because I don't understand your position. My integrity. Brother Patterson! Come on. What do you have to trade for? I wonder how many the devil's using to go against me to destroy me. See Steve up there? He's out to destroy me. He wants to destroy my integrity. Amen. Well, I'd be your man of God, but. You're a damn liar. Keep on filling up your cup, Steve. The gates of hell are going to bust right open for you. You got some compadres here, Steve. Their silence is on your side. The devil has so many compadres in the church. They're on his side. How everybody, I had a man fussing me from Australia. He's right. Those people up there at that prayer breakfast, they have no right to talk about Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, you heard what he done. You heard what the man done. You heard what he done. He said, I don't agree with that. The preacher was telling him what Jesus taught. Love your enemies. Do good to them that spitefully use you. And that guy gets run. I don't agree with that. You understand what the man's doing? You think the devil agrees with God?
No.
Then why do you agree with the devil?
Amen.
What the guy was saying was, where are the evangelicals? Not one of them. Not Graham.
Amen.
Not Pastor such and so and so. They all pat him on the head and say, good boy.
Amen.
Well, brother, he's God's man. Yes, he is. Trump is God's man. God raised him up to destroy him and to use him as a destroyer. He's destroying America. And by peace, he will destroy many. Gotta talk of peace. He will be manifested when he makes his trip to Jerusalem. Before he does that, though, he's going to have to make peace with the Pope.
All right.
But his money will cause that to be done. Thank you.
Amen.
It is remarkable, isn't it? When Jesus turned around to his disciples and said, whom? That you say. I don't care what they say. I want to know what you say. Hello?
Hello, this is Kirby. Up here in Canada.
Glad you're listening.
I just wanted to bless you on this Sabbath day and all the saints. And well, you know, I'm listening. Lord bless you.
A lot of folk are listening, but nobody's hearing. Or they're hearing, but they're not listening, one or the other. God bless you, brother. Well, Brother Stay, you can't expect all the Christians to come there to South Carolina. And I told you, this is the place for those who are destined to be alive and remaining. The rest are going to be killed. God don't bring you here, they're going to kill you. And the only reason he brings you here is so you can live until he comes. So there's no other reason to live like this. There would be no other reason to live like this. For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. There would be no other reason. God has a reason for the season. Now, all them little family, friends back in New Zealand, they're going to get killed. If they maintain their integrity and believe in the God that you believe in, they're going to get killed. Most of our Christians around the world are going to get killed. They're going to get killed. They're going to get killed. So why is God striving so hard to keep you alive? Because he's got to keep his word. We which are alive. Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Sister Wayne Anderson from Snowball, Alabama, listening on the cell phone.
Still listening down there, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. God bless you, sister. Come and see us.
Okay. Thank you.
Surely, somewhere, sooner or later, I should have this house that God has sifted, fully persuaded. That you won't, with tongue in cheek, say, you're the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. You're the prophet if you do like I say. You're the prophet if you show some discretion. Come on, you say you got wisdom and you talk like that. Jesus didn't have no wisdom, did he? Did he? You scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, what makes you think you can escape? That wasn't wisdom, was it? What? Yeah. That was wisdom talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The all-wise God manifested himself through his son, Jesus Christ, by his word. That's wisdom. Yeah. Mr. Burgess?
Lord Jesus, save me.
Put everything where it belongs. Sister Burgess, I shouldn't pick on you like that.
That's all right. I need to be saved.
And be like that little child. You shall in no wise. Just like a little child. Yeah. Childlike faith. Yeah, You don't have it. You've hardened your heart so much. Stiffen your neck.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord,
save me.
And immediately,
Jesus,
they will fellowship with Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, what fellowship. Come on, immediately. Lord, save me. Bless fellowship. Oh, what fellowship. My God, this is a hardened generation, boy. How many calls we get? 12 calls. Well, we hit the quota, huh? 12, except for one. You got to replace that one. He's not Stephen, I can tell you that. Amen. No, he's not. If you want to challenge those words, Stephen, show your big fat face around here.
Oh my God.
And we'll shut your mouth right in their presence.
Okay.
Every man's mouth must. Hello? I'm sure you do. I object. Yes, sir, he's an objector. It's amazing, huh? I mean, this guy sits around all week long waiting for Saturday morning so the one voice that cries in the wilderness and he don't hear the voice. He objects. I wonder how many folk object. No objections here, huh? It goes pretty close to reject. Someone who objects, rejects. Well, you sit right there and do it, won't you? Well, I don't quite understand it. So you don't understand rejection object. I'm going to try to close. You know, I'm reading the scripture, and I say, how do you make anybody understand this simplicity of God's word? We always complicate it. It says this in the Greek. It says this in the Living Bible. It says this in a Douay translation. Huh? Hello? God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, just checking in. I'm always here Saturday morning, but I don't know. It's just the fear and trembling that I call. Lord, save me, lest I perish.
I hope you see it, Passover.
I hope I can be there.
All right.
I still got them cows that are going to be calving at that time. So.
Well, the Lord used to have calves. All right, brother. He'll make a way.
Bless your brother.
Take care. Now, that brother just sent us another $5,000. Oh, look. Oh, I'd like to know why that's a surprise to you people. I'd like to know why you folks perk your heads up. Whether it's sent $5 or
$5,000.
I'd like to know why you all get impressed. $5,000. Yeah, that's like that $3,000. Yeah, I carried it in my pocket purposely today. Because the other day, sitting in the dining hall, Richard came by me. And I told you, I said, wow, they're rebuking you people. God's working a miracle.
Amen.
All on the basis of my word.
Amen.
It's my word. Oh, Lord, get out! I wouldn't sit there like that.
Thank you, Father.
And keep rejecting the word. I wouldn't even listen to it. Get out.
Thank you, Father.
And don't come back.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You hear about these folks trying to come back? Hear what they do. Hear what happens to them. Just 50 miles away. That's all. And I can't go. And if I went, I still couldn't do nothing. You realize when Jesus comes, he won't be able to do something for a lot of people. You don't see that, do you? He's here this morning.
Amen.
Can he have his way with you?
Huh?
Or are you like Steve? God changed that guy's name. He ain't worthy of the name Stephen. New covenant. Do you know I preached for years and years, years ago in the New Covenant Church? You didn't know the church named New Covenant Church, did you? Yeah. I used to preach a lot in the New Covenant Church. That's when the message I started to preach was kind of new. See, they always believed Jesus was coming. But then all of a sudden another guy come on the scene and said, Jesus is coming in your lifetime. That's a new covenant. That's a renewing of your mind. And that's what we can't do with guys like that. Why would God even mess with something like that? He's coming. Doesn't just wait a little longer, something else. No, he's already done what he said he would do to set the stage for his coming. He's already done it. For this house. Just keep on. If you're here, if you're there, God, just keep on going. Go ahead. Whereby given unto us, exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, when you use the word lust, all you do, Michael, would you lust what the world's got? You're lusting the way they're living? And you feel comfortable living with them? You adulterers? You fornicators? No, you're not to be a friend of the world. Make sure an enemy of God. Hello?
I'm sorry, I got
the wrong
number.
Probably do. But he that lacketh these things is blind. No, it's not. You're blind. Even if you're blind, you're still here. Here. No, it's not. You're blind. You're naked. You hear that? Maybe you can't see it, but can you hear it? You're blind. You're naked. You're poor. You're wretched.
Yes,
and I, Ralph, counselor.
Yes.
That's my name, you know.
Yes.
It means counselor.
Yes,
Lord. Come on, Paul.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, who does he think he is? Well, who do you think I am? You better be careful. Why, you're the Christ, Simon Peter. Whew. Flesh and blood. But you're going to deny me. So you got to be converted, Peter. Because you're going to deny me. Honor with your lips. Sister Burgess, come on.
Lord.
Now, in my opinion, if it's worth anything, she's the last person in this place that should have to cry like that. She's been faithful to what God showed her years and years ago, in spite of her family turning against her, her husband. And then she even watches her brother. What is what they doing strangling you, sister? Or what you doing? You're not denying? Let's hear that cock crow. You know what astonishes me? I can say something, look right at the person I'm referring to, and then... Now, there's a verse here I'm after. Right this morning, the last report I heard, in fact, I don't want to talk too much about it because it's so clearly. We're trying to find out who can become a guardian. Because no matter what she does, they won't put her away unless somebody be responsible for her. And they'll do like they did here. Mr. Stair, you got to do something about her. And you damn folk, you sit right here and you won't understand. how I refused to let them put her away. Because I knew if they got her, they probably wouldn't let her out. And if they wouldn't let her out, she'd be under my care. They would make me responsible for every bill. And I don't mind doing that. But I can't right now. I can't. God don't mind saving you. But right now he can't. Two minutes are hindering God from saving us. Doing it our way and not his. And he's the way of salvation. Not you, not my way. What, you see, you won't respond. You just sit right there. Sister Burgess, how long ago was that when you popped off your mouth a prophet in South Carolina? 30 years? 30 years?
32.
What did I have to do with that? I didn't tell her.
No.
I didn't call her.
No.
That must have been the word of the Lord, because it still abides today.
Hallelujah!
Because God don't change his word. I've seen Sister Burgess go to every one of these sisters and brothers, like to me. Boy, did she give me a word. I hardly ever talked to her. One day I walked out there, and when they get ready to throw me in jail, she said, This is it. Do that for me, Sister Burgess. Come on, get up here.
Go ahead.
They're getting ready to put me in jail, Sister Burgess.
Go ahead.
That's what she does. I thought she was going to cover me. What do you want me to go ahead for?
Because of the work. A work.
So what do you want me to do with the work?
You know.
Well, do you know? Finish it.
Hallelujah.
He's the author and the finisher. And all I got is a bunch of gopher wood. Got to make it finish with his boat. Just put this on. Put out the old man. Put this on. Well, you told me yesterday when you put it on, you... Well, I'm not quite sure. It came back. It will come back. Your unclean spirit's cast out. See, I cast out that spirit with my word. Put this on here. Put it there. Put it there. Come on now, Rusty! Can you cast out that spirit of Steve with my word? The dog? We both be forgiving. I forgive him. I don't stop him. He better get God's forgiveness. This is rebellious, coming against a man of God. No fear. And he can't stand me because I just ain't going to fear what these men could do to me. Do you know what they could do to me? Do you know what they could do if God would permit them? Do you understand that, you peanut brains? Did you see what God permitted them to do to me? Did you see? See what they could do? See what they did to Jesus? It was God's will, or wasn't it? I'm not going to resist God's will. I don't particularly want to go back to jail. To get me where I'm going, they're going to have to capture me. I told you a long time ago, I will die in Jerusalem.
Amen.
How am I going to get there? Well, you all know how?
No.
Can't control you right now, but when we figure we can, we'll be back.
Amen.
The words of the Archbishop of the third largest diocese in America. All of us said that was a hoax. They know right where I'm at.
God bless you, Jesus.
we're ready for them. We'll come and get them.
Hallelujah.
I wonder who's on the Lord's side.
Glory to God.
The phone number here is 843-538-1334. How many calls we get?
15.
Who can count like that? Is that an accurate count? 15. Okay. For these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Talk again. Who is this? Okay. Boy, you sure got yourself messed up over there. Well, you were given the opportunity to stay here. Everybody wants to. Well, I'm not going to even urge you to come now because I don't know what I'd do if you got you here. That's just a word of the fear of a man's heart. God bless you. I keep asking the question. Suppose Sister Sarah did come back. How would you handle her? Suppose Sandy did come back. How would you handle her? Huh? Suppose these children do come back.
Yes, Lord.
Suppose my daughter and me would come here.
Yes.
How would you handle her? Come with that kind of rebellious spirit. Wanting to go, wanting to do, wanting to be. How would you handle them? How do you handle somebody like to come back? How do you handle them? How do you put up with them?
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. And you?
Oh, bless your name,
Lord. That's a word of warning. We can't have you showing out anymore. If you want to show something, show Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Let the beauty. You know what kind of spirit Jesus had? A submitted spirit.
Yes.
A yielding spirit.
Yes.
A willing spirit.
Yes.
How you doing?
Thank you,
Lord. Well, who are you? Who am I?
Hallelujah.
From a small farm.
Hallelujah. Glory.
In the state of South Carolina.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Not North Carolina.
No.
Not Alabama. Not Mississippi. They're all southern states.
Glory. Glory, God. Glory, God.
Not North Carolina.
Glory.
Not Virginia.
Glory,
not Florida.
No.
South.
South.
The hope of physical survival.
Yeah. South.
No, that ain't what God told me. In the southern states.
Amen.
Well, where are we?
South.
Are we part of the southern states?
Amen.
How much more identifying can you be in South Carolina? No, I'm not going to say go west, young man. I'm going to say come on south.
Glory. Glory, God.
Boy, you folk won't buy that. How come God didn't send you up to where your friend went to? Huh? Don't hear no more from her now. No way. Because I just heard from heaven, stay up here in this apostate religious spirit. Don't you go down there with that prophet, because he's going to get you out of it.
Oh,
the only way I can get you out is get it out of you.
Amen.
I can get you out of the country, but I can't get the country out of you.
Amen.
Get you out of the world, but I can't get the world out of you.
Amen.
Still ain't got it done. So my greatest revival took place in New Orleans, Bourbon Street. Can you fathom me preaching in the great Watergate, Rivergate Auditorium? Hey, harbor! It's right at the harbor.
Hallelujah.
It's right on the harbor.
Hallelujah.
At the bottom of Canal Street.
Yes.
How do you like that? Seems like I lived there.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy. when I think of those times. I was working with David Epley. And my job was to fix people, prepare for David Epley to pray for him. I could not, they're not going to buy it with me. Well, if I can just introduce you to Jesus, he'll bring you up out of your cot. One of the greatest miracles a man could ever see. Wonder. I wonder why God would do that when I was in charge and not wait for David Epley. He's dead now. Eddie Allen's dead now. William Brennan is dead now. David Wilkerson is dead now. R.W. Sandbach is dead now. Dima Shikari is dead now. Name them. Trevor V. Grant. Jack Cole. Who's there left alive who saw this mighty working of God through these mighty men of God? Oh, God. I've never seen a man of God walk out into a strange congregation. Just walk around, then stop and say, woman, your name is such and such and so and so. You live at such and such an address. You got 14 children. And then he named every one of the children. Plus their ages and their birthday. I should have been dumbfounded.
Oh, God.
Even in the natural, that man could have done that.
Right.
How would you like to, can you remember all the names of your kid? Come on.
Hallelujah.
I got grandchildren, I don't even know their name. I watched them do that over. I'll never forget one night at Brooklyn Academy of Music. He floored me, man. I stood over the side watching him. The man had the gift of knowledge. He had the gift of knowledge. He had the gift of knowledge. And everything he needs to know about you, he knew. He also knew what God wanted to do with you. Once you get that gift of knowledge where you just speak a word, and that was it. Why'd you admit it, folk? You haven't seen too much of that. Now, I have it work on me sometime, but not like that. I know you. It's a shame that I got to remind you about your daddy. Because I knew right away he was unique.
Hallelujah.
And every time you ever heard me talk about your daddy, I'd tell you what kind of man he was. Yes, I would. He was one of the first men on this earth, in this country, that recognized this prophet. And boy, he would let nothing shake him away from it. And one of his last requests was, I don't want to die until I see the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Then God sent me up there, we'd come and see me, then went home and died.
Hallelujah.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Amen.
What's that mean? I'm wrong? Crazy old man. I wonder if he saw the time when this prophet would bring you guys in. I wonder if your dad would be happy. We got you here.
Yes.
I wonder if you're happy you're here. And you too, Ruth. Think about that. You think you weren't daddy's little girl? I wonder how your dad would find out. Hey, dad. Ruth is right here. What? You shouting all over heaven? That was a long time ago. I was nearly doing hard enough, Michael. Like
30 some years ago.
All the way up there in Wisconsin. Hear the voice. His boys is out in California. And the first thing he could do was send them the voice.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Send the voice.
Glory.
Come on, Phil.
Glory.
Believe you testify.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Watch this stuff go over and over again. Got to see the destruction at noonday. And we talked to, because they call her, see. But she can't even put her away. She's not her guardian. And the police won't put her away unless she says, I'm hurting myself. She won't do that. Just like, remember, for you damn folk, I got to repeat things over again. You think Stuart's going to hear me? I put a man down and isolated him. I told him to still get food, still go to use the bathroom, because he talked back to me. Smart aleck, wise guy. So rather than put him off the land, I banished him. Hey, Stuart, are you going to ever hear me? You run very quick to your Social Security, boys. Who are you going to run to when the Social Security says no? Because back your shoulder around. Go ahead. Sister Eunice, your daughter could stay here. Your sister could stay here. Is the thing you're going to die? You're not going to get no comfort from your family. You're going to get heartache and misery and pain. All they're listening to. Hey, Caleb, you listen to me? You better stop talking smart to your mama. Or to your daddy. Oh, I got a new job. Yeah, well, lose that one, too. How many jobs have you had? How much money have you made? What have you done with your money? The boys made money, if you're telling me the truth. How much that lawyer bill? Maybe they're just bragging. Maybe they didn't pay that much. Everybody likes to make it looking good. But if he did, that's something. You know, Jesus both, he paid your bill. He paid a debt.
Yes, he did.
Did not owe, I owed a debt. I could not pay. I needed someone.
You think this boy's not going to pay for doing that? You watch. You watch that situation. You watch it. See, no, they don't fool me. I'm talking now hoping he's listening to me. But he probably isn't. They're probably all down Marion Square. And I could tell him that little old honey thing where that man promised to make $1 million, that is not going to do it. Too many people are doing it. We're putting our hope in the wrong thing. I can't put my hope in Sister Stair. She's not going to change. But I know somebody who can. If she'll put her hope the same place I put mine, we'll be changed.
Amen.
We shall be changed.
We shall be changed.
But you got to want to be changed. So God creates a situation, circumstances, that you long for a change. And we all know where you're going to change when Jesus comes. So we long for the change. Oh, boy. Well, you ain't there. And it doesn't say that. It just says, but he that is called of God, like Aaron was called of God. I'm not going to be an Aaron. I'm the one that God raised up like a prophet, like Moses. Well, now, Brother Stair, now you, Brother Stair, if you don't believe it, get out of here. Elijah's coming, yeah? Well, who's going to abide when he appears? Amen. Who's going to stand when he comes with a frying fire, forest soap, and he'll burn the dross? You think you're going to stand with your own iniquity? We're going to burn it out of you. If we can't burn those, kill them. Take them out of here, God. Get them out. They're an offense to you, to me, to cause. Get you behind me, Peter. Peter, you are an offense to me, Peter. Peter, and you won't budge, will you? after what was revealed to you, Peter, who I am, what I'm doing, and you tell me not so? What was revealed to you 30 some years ago? And now you're going to tell me it's not so? What are you hanging around for, Larry, all these years? Are you going to tell me it's not so?
Oh, my Lord.
What in the world are you hanging around for? Huh?
Oh, bless you.
What was that word you used? I'm not using discretion this morning, am I? Oh, I better be careful I talk to him, right? I am. Very careful. Keep reminding him that God brought him here. After I done my best to keep him away. Well, just think about that, boy. If I should have kept you away.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you even bragged how you went to Florida when you came. You said, I brought Rosie. But what did you bring her for? So you can still keep your Rosie. Got rid of the thorns. Now I have to.
Okay.
I said, you. Don't worry, folk. I got you all pegged.
Hallelujah.
Will you expect us to accept this? It's God's doing.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't doing me right. He should have given me a Marymount man in Monroe, not a little old. You folk are really something. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. Grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When you resist the Holy Ghost, you're grieving him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're grieving the heart of God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And a long time told you what a prophet feels. If you want to go by feeling. I feel what God feels right now. And it grieved him to his heart that he saved you. They're not turning out what I intended. So I'm not going to stop, though, because I started something, and I'm going to finish it. Glory be to God. He who hath begun a good thing in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our only hope is in the second coming of Jesus. Steadfast and sure. Why the billows of this old world roll. I called my daughter before I came up here because I was reading the account of a little girl right up here in Casey. She's concerned about her little girl. And Casey's not too far from where she lives. But she was so troubled with the news she heard from her mother, she wasn't quite giving it. See, I've heard about that too, Dad. But that's why I called. And when I did it, then she started telling about her mother. What a delusion. She says, everybody is a Secret Service or FBI or out to kill her. Why, she did it here. When you don't receive the truth, then God sends you a...
Amen.
She tried for four years to tell people, convince me I was trying to kill her. Well, I get killed all the day long.
Hallelujah.
The only answer I know to being killed is to go ahead and die.
And
he can't kill you no more.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Bless you.
Now, what happened with the little girl was she was playing, and she disappeared. Now, some of you read the news. It's all over, right, Casey, right up.
Amen.
just south of Columbia. When the policemen came, they tried to find a little girl, and they went around back, and they won't tell us everything. Not yet. You people are something. You ought to look at your eyes. Let me see what it's going to say. Well, you see, I see something that they don't even see. First, they found the body of the little girl, just a few feet from her home. Then they found another body, because when they begin to check, in a dumpster, they found something in there that sent them looking for somebody else named Taylor, who lived next door, no relative, nothing.
Hallelujah.
Now, they're still not telling us the whole thing, but it's remarkable as it unfolds. Then, when they finally found the body of the little girl, they found the body of Taylor. So they thought maybe he killed her, but who killed him?
Amen.
And what they're going to find out, that they were involved in drugs. There's no way a man would have killed that little girl without being full of drugs. And there's no way that he'd be dead if he hadn't been messing with drugs. Now, to find out who killed him, and they might let us know by this afternoon. And I call my daughter because that's what she's worried about with this so-called father, because he's a drug dealer. But she can't catch him at it. If she could catch him at drug dealing, why don't you? Look, folks, it's already 12:30. You may go. God bless you. You're going to sit there and challenge me. Now, I didn't say it, but it wouldn't surprise me when they find who this drug dealer is. It might be him. He lives right in that area. Timothy moved stuff to his house. Right, Timothy? Right in that same area. May not be him, but so he might be the one to deliver drugs to them, because that's what he spends a good part of his life driving around and selling drugs. That's why I called Naomi, when I found out that the girl's right near her house. She's not too far away. And she had to go up there to this area to take the little girl to this guy.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Hey, folk, why don't you do me a favor? I asked you. I said, I'm done. You may leave. No, you got to sit there and pick every word and bunch of stubborn. Well, suppose you're wrong. I told her all along the guy's going to goof. And she could catch him selling drugs. She knows it. She can't go back to court asking for it because she has to get something on him.
Amen.
Don't you come to the throne of grace so smart, because God's got something on you. You make sure you come with righteousness.
Yeah.
Then it's right that he forgives you of your sins.
Yes,
so you can come boldly.
Amen.
Boldly.
Because
the devil's going to find you out.
That's right.
In fact, he helps you find your way. See, not many are going to be saved, people.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
As it were in the days of Noah, wherein just a few.
Amen.
Just a few. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, he shall never fall. Your fall will stop. You won't fall back. You won't fall down. You won't look back. You'll never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now here's my verse. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things,
yes, Lord,
though you know them, and be established in the present truth.
Amen.
You folk have never responded to me when I kept talking about this present time, this present distress, this present truth. present truth. Jesus coming, present. Are you looking for him? Present. Are you ready for him? Present. Present truth. And one of the things that really, really, really called me, how all these so-called people, and they actually fussed at me because I let them hear that man, that backslidden Baptist. He said, why should I have to do this? I know my status, but where are these fundamental God-fearing men who keep patting old Trump on the top of his head and say, good boy, good boy, good boy. The man's a liar. He's lied all of his life. He's defrauded millions of dollars from banks. He's done it. They got the record. That's why I don't want to give them his financial records. Fighting like hell. You focus on, you're doing the same thing. We got a personification of the love of money. This man became what he is, betrayed many, denied most, lied to all, because he loves money.
Amen.
Don't present him with I'll sue. He must have 100 lawyers. Everyone pick up, take that case. Pay some big money. What are you damn fool going to be like that bunch out there? God forbid you would uphold my hand in this crucial fight. I'm on the air, people. Somebody tell Mr. Trump to tune me in. Maybe he'll start twittering about me. My name is Prophet R.G. Stair. Make sure you spell my name right. Now, that's not discretion, is it? Is it? Jesus wasn't discretion, was he? Let's go now, he said. Where are we going? Well, we're going to Jerusalem. Lord! Don't you think it'd be better if you avoided Jerusalem? Don't you know they want to kill you? I'm hoping so. He had hope. Can't go to Jerusalem like he did in the past. This time he's going there to die. Why won't you forgive him? Deliver into the hands of Pilate, Trump, getting his strength from the high priest? Come on. Every one of those preachers that they talk to backs him up are millionaires. When are you folk going to believe me? These men make money over their Christian testimony. Well, what about you? Come on and see how much money I got. You might be shocked, huh? You ought to be. Because this has not been done with money. This has been done with faith. So I was trying to tell you about the little tank yesterday. Hey, Richard. How much does the man want to pay us? I just looked back and said, $2,500. Even a $2,000 is a good deal. We didn't pay nothing for it. Just sitting out there. I said to Richard, do we need it? And Richard said, not really. So I said, jump $2,500. 5 minutes he's back. He said, the man says, no. Right, Richard? He said, too much. I said, okay. Now all this while I'm sitting and preaching to y'all. Boy, you folk don't appreciate when I tell you that. He didn't send you a prophet. He sent you a preacher.
Amen.
For God chose by the foolishness to take a preaching prophet.
Amen.
Not just a prophet. They don't preach. The faith comes by hearing, by somebody preaching. Looked this morning, there was a little cut. Last words by Richard Bronkoff, I think that's who he man's dead now, was known as the Billy Graham of Africa. The man, long before we had big mega churches in this country, he would have hundreds of thousands preaching his little message in Africa. I saw pictures of him. I forget how many people he claimed to have saved. When he came over here, he thought he was going to do the same thing over here. Going men and souls. That's when God began to tell me, not one man has ever won a soul. The soul winner is Almighty God. He that winneth souls is the wise. Well, he's not so wise using you. Yeah, he's using me so he can win souls. Whoa! Hallelujah! Well, I got news for you. Whenever God uses you, Satan abuses you. Was Jesus used of the Father to win souls?
Amen.
Did he get bruised?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Bruised for
our iniquity.
Amen. Our iniquity. Chastised for our healing, but bruised. Bruised.
Thank you, Father.
Bruised.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he didn't hurt. That was the body of Christ.
Oh, bless you.
Can't hurt the body of Christ, can you?
Hallelujah.
He was wounded. 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 Been hurt, I guess, huh?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba.
He was bruised. Bruised. Bruised for our iniquity.
Hallelujah.
He was chastised.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You don't hear that? Jesus preached too much, do we? We'd like to hear about how he rose from the dead. And then when that happened, his disciples weren't even there. You folks will sit right there, keep on, aren't you? You love that spirit, don't you? Sort of makes you feel comfortable. At ease in Zion.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, bless you. Bless you, Lord.
After almost 30 years, I heard one day, I don't love you anymore. You can't destroy real love. You're not going to tell God you don't love him anymore, do you? He's not going to tell you that. He's going to tell, I love you still. You can't destroy real love.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
Even if you try.
Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
What's my favorite song, Sister Rose? Now, if I was wise as a Christian, I wouldn't use your name. Go right over there. What's my favorite song to you?
I let nothing separate
me. The love he gave to me, to you.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to let nothing separate me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
I will love and make a difference, but I still will love.
Glory, God. Thank you for your love, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you for your love,
Lord. Oh, how he loved us. Will Tommy made whole? You can't hear that? About 90% are saying, you don't love us. I hear you. Mm. I see it in your face.
Mm. Glory, Jesus.
Simon, do you love me?
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Don't forget that now.
Thank you, Lord.
Simon finally got himself off the hook by saying, Lord, you know I love you.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Simon, you love me? Yay, Lord. I haven't got through them yet.
Glory.
Simon, you love me, Simon?
Glory.
Yay, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Simon, what is it, Lord?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Do you love me?
Hallelujah.
More than these.
Glory.
Lord.
Glory. Glory.
You don't need me to answer that.
Glory.
You know I love
glory.
You.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I can say I love you 1,000 times, but you know whether I do or not. You know. You know. You know. You know. Hey, church. Do you love Jesus? Do you love the truth? Do you love the messenger? Do you love the reality? Well, brother, you know. Do I? I do know. I do know. And you can always test it. Do what I tell you. Obey his voice.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
All right. Got the whole world.
In his hand, he's got the whole world. In his hand, he's got the whole world. In his hand.
So in this world, so he's got you in his hand.
Amen.
Got you and me, brother. If we sin willfully, now you know you sin, but you don't commit the willful sin. See, you believe you sin.
Amen.
If you say, I have no sin, now you're sinning willfully.
Amen.
He that saith he hath no sin makes God a liar. He that says my sins are gone, he that said, my sins are gone. Establish the truth. And I took care of phone calls. As long as I'm in this body, and it won't be too much longer, I want to see if I can stir up your pure minds. By way of remembrance. Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah.
In your lifetime.
Yes.
Shall we stand and lay aside every weight and the sin? You folks still have not responded to me on that. You're still worried about people's sins. And they're gone. And if you don't remember that, you're sinning against God.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Just stop bringing your brother and sister sin to their cause. Stop using that as an excuse for your sin of unbelief. How in the world could you believe that God does not love your brother and sister because of their sin? We still won't get it. You bunch of pack of sinners. Lord bless you all. Go in peace if you can.
To love your enemies, ask God to take political contempt from your heart.